There's an old joke about a man who goes up to heaven on a day pass, and he has a conversation with God. And he says, God, from your perspective as the Almighty, what is infinity? What is eternity? And God says, well, from my perspective, infinity's like a second in your limited perspective. And the man goes, wow, that's really cool. And what's abundance? What's $1 billion? And God says, well, from my perspective, $1 billion is like a penny to you in your limited perspective. And the man goes, wow, that's so cool. God, can I borrow a penny? And God says, sure, just a second. When we think of time, we think of it as though we could put it in a wheelbarrow. We think of it as something that is fixed. We think, well, everybody gets the same 24 hours in a day, the same 60 minutes in an hour, the same 60 seconds in a minute, so it's all about how you manage it. But actually, time is much bendier than we credit it for. It's much more fluid. It's much more to do with experience, with thought, than it is a fixed thing that has an external reality. And you could say it's relative. And in fact, Einstein, there's a story, I don't know if it's true, but I fact-checked it and I found lots of things that suggested it might be, that his secretary for many years was sort of forced to answer a lot of questions for him because he was in great demand after the theory of relativity became known and he became world famous. He became one of the first rock star scientists. And so she would often be the one who had to answer questions from the public, answer questions, mail from reporters and journalists. And she went to Einstein and she said, I don't know how to explain this. And he said, well, explain it like this. An hour sitting with a pretty girl on a park bench feels like a minute. But a minute sitting on a hot stove feels like an hour. So one of the qualities of bendy time is that our thinking starts to look a lot more black and white than it normally does. So think about the last time you were about to go on a trip or you were coming up on a deadline. As you got closer and closer to the trip, as you got closer and closer to the deadline, chances are your decision-making became really clear. And if somebody asked you to do something, it was either just a yes or a no or a, I can't even think about that right now. Talk to me when I'm back. Well, actually, we work really well in black and white. We don't need an artificial external deadline in order to just go with a yes, a no, or I don't know for now. And that begins to make time bendier, just stepping into that black and white quality of decision making. A second element of bendy time is that you become less inclined to indulge any of your extraneous thinking. So again, a deadline is kind of a neat way to check it because suddenly we all get incredibly efficient when we're coming up against deadlines, whether we make the deadline or not. And we're just less inclined when we're fully in something to let the background noise come in. So for example, in a given day, if I'm just sitting at my desk, if I'm just sitting around, if I'm chatting to friends, I may have thinking about lunch or dinner, I may have thinking about work, I may have thinking about that, and I may indulge that. I may let myself daydream about whatever it is I'm thinking about. But if those thoughts come up when I'm up against a deadline, if those thoughts come up while I'm talking with you, I'm not going to give them the time of day. I'm not going to indulge them. I'm not going to go, hang on a second, let me think about lunch. Right? I'm actually just going to stay with you and the thinking will come and go on its own. Well, that's part of what bends time, is when we don't indulge all of the extraneous thinking that comes through our head, our experience of time changes dramatically and we get more fully absorbed in what we're doing. And sometimes time slows down so much that it almost seems like it's standing still. Now, the third quality of bendy time, the third thing about time that's kind of bendy in nature is maybe best illustrated by a teaching story that you may well have heard because it's a story that's used in a lot of time management books. And the story is usually about a teacher who stands at the front of the room, and he has a jar, and he has a big rock, and he has pebbles, and then he has sort of very fine dirt or sand, and then he's got a pitcher of water. And he asks the students or the people attending the lecture to come up and try and get everything into the jar. And people try different strategies and they invariably fail. But then the instructor takes the big rock and puts the big rock in first. And then he takes the gravel, the pebbles, and he pours them in and they kind of fill in around the big rock. And then he takes the sand and the sand fills in. He has to shake it, but it fills in around the rock, around the pebbles. And then he takes the water and the water gets absorbed in. And all of those things somehow fit in a container that has a fixed size. Well, the reason that that shows up in time management seminars so often is because it's a great metaphor for how you can fit a lot into fixed time if you focus on the big rocks, if you prioritize. But it's actually a great example of bendy time too, because it shows how if we pay attention to the stuff that matters most to us, if, for example, while you're creating whatever it is that you're creating, you really prioritize that, it's amazing how the rest of your life fits around it. Whereas if you're trying to fit your project, your creation around your life, it's often a struggle to get things to work that way. So the first time I noticed this for myself was, we used to live in England, and my wife, when she traveled, she would bring me back the new John Grisham books, because she knew I loved John Grisham books. And when a new John Grisham book came into my hands, life stopped, because I just got so into those books. I got totally absorbed. But what was interesting is I noticed that no matter how busy I was, I still managed to get all the rest of my work done around the John Grisham book. And I thought that was really cool. Well, it's actually exactly the same phenomenon, that when we prioritize something, anything that matters winds up getting done, and the stuff that doesn't matter, well, it didn't matter, so it doesn't matter that it doesn't get done. So here's your exercise for this session. Now, I'm assuming that when you picked up this program, there was some kind of success you were interested in creating in your life. It might have been a specific project, or it might have just been a direction you want to move in, a field that you'd like to be more successful in, that you'd like to be able to overcome the obstacles along the way. So your experiment is to first check and see, have you made that, whatever it is that you want to succeed at, the big rock? And if not, then take a day, take a week, take 3 days, and make it the big rock. Take an hour if that's all you've got, but I really recommend taking at least a day or a morning or afternoon and see what happens when you let that be your big rock. See what happens to time. See how much more you can actually get done than when you look at it on paper and go, well, it's going to take this many hours to do this and this many hours to do that. It feels like too much to do, because when time bends, we have no idea how much we can get done.